Chris Darby, principal of St. Junan's College here in Letterkenny. We've had a fantastic morning, and yes, it's a great initiative, and it was a great session having three Donegal role models speaking to the students and encouraging them about getting back into reading books.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're delighted to have them here. It's part of our year-long programme of promoting reading. We're entered into a competition called the Well Read Award, and it is, the whole idea is really to get lads reading books, reading magazines, anything at all to get them reading, because the benefits of it are fantastic. You know, it opens up a whole new world to them, a world of fantasy, a world of adventure. But we know as a school that lads who read are happier. Their mental health later on, of course, is paramount. And people who read, it has been proven that by picking up a good book or whatever it is, you are going to have better mental health later on in life. Another advantage, of course, of fellas reading is that it widens their vocabulary, so that when they're answering questions when they get to Leaving Cert level and when they're doing oral exams like they will be in the new Junior Cert, their vocabulary is going to be much wider as well. So it's a win-win situation, and that's why we're doing it. And no better people to have back than our past pupils and other role models that these lads look up to. So we were delighted to have the boys in today, and they did a great job. And you saw yourself, Oisín, the students were eating out of their hands. There wasn't a word out of them. And then afterwards, when they had the questions and answers, it was fantastic for us to see what was happening there. Yeah, so we're very happy with today's work.
Because these young kids now are going to be looking at their sporting role models and acknowledging the fact that it is cool to read books. You don't need an iPad or a tablet or a phone.
Yeah, I suppose there is a sort of belief out there that the young people of today don't read and they're always on their computers and things like that. It's not really the case. For us talking to the first years and all the other students in school, we find that there's an awful lot of reading going on, and things like Harry Potter and The Hobbit, those sort of books have done fantastic things for drawing kids in and just getting them to read. And there's no doubt about it, they love it. So there are always, there are some kids there who don't read and they've never been exposed to it really. And that's just what we're trying to do here. We're leaving books, as you can see, lying around the place. In the old days, you might have had a very formal sort of library where you had to go and borrow the books and, take them out and have your library card. We have shelves here in the school where we leave the books, and we're quite happy if they steal them and read them by accident. That's what it's all about. You know, when you have fifth and sixth year students walking around with books under their arms, and teachers like Colin McFadden, you know, having a book on his desk, and the lads see this, you know, they'll think of it and they'll pick up a book and say, yeah, okay, I'll do that, or maybe I'll try something a bit more challenging. So by and large, overall, we're finding that lads are reading books and they're not afraid to talk about reading books. It's not seen as a sort of a soft sort of thing to do anymore. It's well regarded, and we're delighted.
Chris Letoy, first of all, tell us about Sky Sports Living for Sport and the initiative that you're involved in.
Basically it's a sports project that's based around the skills you learn in sport, and I go into schools and work on projects with groups in schools to highlight them kind of skills, like maybe communication and stuff like mental toughness, things that students can get from sport that they can use in other parts of their lives. So I've been involved in the initiative for a year now, and it's a great initiative, and it's free for schools and stuff, so it's great.
And I would say there's a great reaction from the students when they see a Donegal sporting role model coming in to their class and to their group and talking about how they can help benefit the young lives.
I suppose that's it. Maybe locally I might be recognised from playing football with Donegal and things like that, and students recognise you that way, and hopefully they can see that can anyone around the county or around their locality can do whatever they want if they put their mind to it and want to work hard. And for me, I suppose it was GAA, I like playing and the thing I wanted to be successful at, and I suppose that you'd be trying to convey to them that whatever it is they're interested in, that they could be successful in it as well. You don't have to be any way extra special to be good at something, so that's kind of the message you try and get across when you're out in the schools, and you kind of do that through kind of activities and experiences of your own.
And one part of this initiative is obviously reading, exercising the mind and the brain. And we've seen here today at St. Junan's that yourself and Mark and Michael was here to talk about young people bringing books back into their lives.
St. Junan's here came up with the initiative that they're already running in the school to tie in with myself and Mark coming out, which was reading and how important it would be. And I suppose we were talking today about how a lot of sports books and that. We get some great information out of it and great learning out of it, and how we can use it then to improve ourselves. And I suppose for any person, whatever their interest is, you know, books and reading can help them develop that interest and help them develop at it and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a great initiative here by St. Union's to have that. And I suppose hopefully the students listening to some sports people coming in, how reading that links to them, they can get some benefit out of it.
Yeah, because they're trying to encourage books back into the social side of young people's lives, because technology has really taken over and the book end has a fight on its hands. But a lot of people seem have the general feeling that you're going to get more out of a book than what you can out of a tablet or a phone.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I suppose the culture is now, it's like iPhones and iPads, where you get everything on there. You type something, you want to find out something, you just type it into Google and up comes Wikipedia, and you look at that for a couple of minutes and that you kind of think then, I suppose that's knowledge for you. And I suppose every time you see something, now their head's down on the phone, and you know, it can affect you in ways. You can't sleep sometimes, and you look up and it could be 2 o'clock in the morning maybe when you're still on the phone and stuff like that. So I suppose that initiative is trying to encourage people to kind of get off those things and, you know, get involved in maybe reading books and whatever their interest is, and those books, to, you know, to realise that there's more benefit maybe in reading a book about a certain subject than just maybe going online and finding out just a couple of lines about a subject. So it's a lot more fulfilling for them.
What books are you reading at the moment, and what is it about?
Well, I'm usually into autobiographies. Yeah. I wouldn't really read that many fiction books. So any autobiography, see if I'm interested in the person, I would buy it and read it. And usually, if I open the book, I just tear into it, and it's hard to leave it down. You know, I know some people maybe read bits and put it away for a while, and I would just, if I get stuck into it, you know, I don't really leave it down sometimes. But
is that the best way to read a book?
I don't know what the best way here. People maybe they like maybe to read a book for an hour a day, and that's it, and then, like maybe myself, like open a book and they can just read it to the end nearly if they get any amount possible. So I'm not sure. I suppose the main point is that you're getting a fulfillment out of it and gaining knowledge maybe out of it, you know. So whatever way you think the best is to read it, it's both equally as beneficial. But I'm reading Eddie O'Sullivan's book, the former Ireland rugby manager, at the minute actually. I know it's a wee bit old, that book, I think, but I just seen it in the shop there a couple of weeks ago and bought it, so I'm more or less finished it. So it's kind of interesting, you kind of maybe find out things of how they operated and things like that there, so it's great.
What was your favourite book? Or I'm sure you have a group of books that you enjoyed the most. What was the standout ones for you?
Games, probably from younger days. There's things like The Famous Five and Secret Seven and all that kind of stuff that I loved. But probably now, I read more autobiographies, and that's probably Paul McGrath's would have known, stood out the most to me. I read his, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. And just probably his whole journey and his life story. You know, he came from a poor enough background, and he was an orphan, things like that, and he battled certain problems in his life. But he still managed to, through all that, play 100 and whatever times for Ireland, and played a few World Cups, and he was PFA Player of the Year 1 year and stuff like that. So that was a kind of very inspirational story and a very interesting story. So that was on, and the way the book was written as well was brilliant. It was all kind of about his memories and stuff like that, and he was very honest, and there was kind of a bit of crack in it too and stuff. So that was probably my favourite book, I would say.
So Mark, we're here at St. Union's College. You of course are a member of the Sky Sports Scholarship Programme. Before we talk about books, how important is it for you to be part of the Sky team?
Phenomenal. It's a huge boost of confidence to know that an organisation as big as Sky is behind me. I mean, Sky, one of the biggest companies in the world, and they're not going to invest in someone they don't believe in, so that gives me great faith that they believe I can go and do things in Rio. And the support they've given me is phenomenal. Just to mention a few, I mean, the funding has helped me to travel abroad to train in South Africa in January time. It's helped me travel to Athlone to use the Indo facility, and then on top of that, you know, there's things like being able to talk to students through the Sky Careers Lab, and that helps me get back to the community and helps develop me, not just as an athlete but as a person, and it's very important to me. And then again, even coming back here to my old school, as part of the Sky Living for Sport initiative, it's been a really, really, I suppose, a lot of nostalgia comes back to you when you visit your old school. You know, I was in that study hall where I sat the majority of my exams growing up, and as I said about the Sky Careers Lab, a great way to give back, hopefully, and inspire people to follow their dreams and follow whatever it is that makes them passionate, you know. And that doesn't have to be sport. That can be music, that can be arts, that can be chess, it can be academia, whatever it is that makes people tick. I hopefully can inspire a few people anyway, at least, to to just follow their dreams and to be passionate about it.
One of the sessions in here today in St. Junan's was about books and trying to encourage young people back into reading again. How important is reading in your life? Now, obviously, it's a huge part because you're studying medicine, but away from the medicine books, what other books do you find that's important in your life at the moment, Mark?
Yeah, so there's a lot of books that I would read, and they're extremely important for acquiring information, for expanding my own horizon, and again, other books like fantasy are there to provide a means of escapism, really, from reality. And
do you need to get escape much? Do you need to find escape from everyday life much?
I think it's just it's a guilty pleasure for me. I think a lot of us like that. You know, I mean, why is Game of Thrones so successful? You know, it's a perfect escapism into a different world. So yeah, reading's extremely important for that reason. And then again, you know, I would read a lot of sports autobiographies and sports books, and really enjoy certain books like The Sports Gene by David Epstein, for example. So for all sorts of reasons, it helps me develop a better understanding of the world.
Yeah, and do you feel that young people need to get more into books again because the technology era has taken over?
There's definitely that temptation. When I was growing up in secondary school, the whole craze was Bebo, and then as soon as I was leaving, it was all Facebook and Twitter. So there was that bit of a turn away from the books, and, you know, I probably didn't read as much as I would have wanted to when those crazes came along. And it's the one regret I do have is that I didn't read more, because you learn so much more from opening up a book than you do from opening up Facebook and seeing who's friends with who. So definitely advise as many young people as possible to read.
What are you reading at the moment now when you're relaxing with the injury? What do you have beside the bed? What's on the coffee table at home?
It's a book actually called When Breath Becomes Air. It's about a neurosurgeon who fortunately passed away with cancer there a few years back, but he's telling a very interesting story about I suppose how he went from doctor to patient. And so that's a very interesting book. I haven't read much of it so far, so I can't say too much about it, but that's a very interesting book.
How important, first of all, is books in the life of Michael Murphy?
Yeah, come here, they were I suppose a bit of a mixed bag, you know, I'll be brutally honest. I suppose that an interest in reading wasn't always huge when I was younger. I probably struggled with the whole fiction side of things, and I suppose taking myself away and into a book, it would have been fair to be outside and battering a ball against the wall or kicking it around the field. But you know, I always remember some of the early books that I did read, you know, and they tended to focus around sport, whether there was ones about you know, slightly about a sports fiction. But you know, as I moved on and into secondary school, obviously the books that I suppose we had to read then as part of our exams and things like that, and To Kill a Mockingbird was one of them. And I suppose that they help, I suppose, morally, in terms of trying to guide you and teach you lessons in ways, and you can, I suppose, escape within them and create your own image of what's happening, and create your own image of the environment where the book is. And there's just nothing like a book like that, you know.
What sort of books are you reading at the moment? So obviously, with the role you're in now as captain of Donegal, does motivational type books and all come into mind?
A variety of everything, you know. Sports autobiographies are a huge thing. I like to just to see and get a glimpse of what others are at, and take learnings and get a glimpse of where they came from. And I suppose a lot of the sports people that you see and you read books, there's a lot more to them that they portray in their own book than maybe that they portray, you know, when you see them in press conferences in everyday life. You know, they're a lot more rounded individuals, or some of them might come through, I suppose, you know, circumstances that we just don't hear about in everyday life. So it's fantastic to be able to read them and to get a glimpse of them. Richie McCaws, the New Zealand rugby player who just recently retired, was one that I really, really enjoyed reading and seeing, I suppose, how he managed to deal with the hype and the expectation of the 2011 World Cup when it was in New Zealand, and how, I suppose, he managed to deal with it. He managed to deal with an injury during that World Cup too, where he was really unable to train for the best part of a month, but never missed a game, and how mentally strong he was, and the various traits and things that he had to do with that, you know. So obviously autobiographies are a huge bit, and obviously psychological ones too. I enjoy reading one being Bounce by Matthew Zayed. You know, it's a quite famous one there of a table tennis player used to take part in the Olympics with Great Britain, and you know, we spoke about, he's put the theory to the test of the, I suppose, the notion to the test in terms of the 10,000 hours practice and how it can help individuals hone their skills and become quite complete and world class in their fields with real conscious practice, you know.
Between all the training and obviously life and business as well, you would have a hectic schedule. Michael, is it a getaway for you reading books?
I suppose it's twofold, that, you know, I suppose number one, that I do tend to read, I suppose, for knowledge and the thirst of knowledge and trying to learn and learn new things, and I suppose I can get that, I suppose, sometimes with the autobiography, some maybe not so much, but a lot of the autobiographies you would take a learning from, psychological books you would take a bit of a learning from too, and I suppose the second, I suppose, in the twofold dream of things is really that relax that you speak about, and to escape and to create your own image and to create your own picture of how things are happening, events are happening, I suppose. So it's twofold in that regard, as I would use myself.
Martina, tell us about the Well Read Award that St Union's College are taking part in at the moment.
Well, the Well Read Award is a national award, and it was initiated around this time last year by the PDST and at the inaugural literacy conference in Dublin. And it was an award that was designed to encourage, to foster a reading culture in schools. So schools could choose to apply for it. We applied for it. We were successful in our application. And so we began last September on our Well Read Award journey. Yeah. And that journey has taken us in many different ways and to many different initiatives. Some of the initiatives that we ran throughout the year for the award were, first of all, we ran Tales in the Castle last October, which was a very successful night here in the college. And we had many different reading activities, literature-based activities on the night, and it went down very well. We ran that for the students, for their parents, and for other family members, and we had a great turnout and we got great feedback on it. We've also run other initiatives throughout the year. We've done a Drop Everything and Read, Book in the Bag. We have new bookshelves, new reading corners, reading spaces in the school. We've had our first year's visit an author, and Gerard Whelan is his name, and they had a question and answer basis with an Irish author. We've also had author visits to the school. Rory Kavanagh came to the school and spoke with the boys about his own reading experiences and his own journey as an author. And just today then, Friday, we have had another reading initiative here in the school, where we had fifth year students spearheading a reading initiative in the school, where they spoke to junior students about books they would recommend for them, what they like reading themselves. And then that was followed by input on reading from Christy Toy, Michael Murphy and Mark English. And that went down very well and was very well received by our first years here today in the school.
Yep. It's all about changing the culture of book reading, and yes, it would be a difficult task to come into an all-boys school to try and achieve this. By what you told us so far, they're obviously very, very responsible. Is the entire school getting a grasp of all this, Heather Martina?
Yes, and that's one of the main tenets behind the award, is that it has to be a whole school involvement, whole school commitment, and we certainly have that. For example, when we have the Drop Everything Read, everybody, the principal, the deputy principal, our secretaries, our ancillary staff, our caretakers, everybody downs tools and reads for that 20 minutes, and we've done that, we've succeeded in doing that. So it has been about fostering that reading culture across the school, among all staff members, among the whole student body as well, and also in the school community. And we consider part of the school community our parents and the board of management, and we've had input from the board of management as well about reading. But there has been a great response from the boys. Now you see boys talking about books, you hear this book talk going on in corridors. Boys are picking up a book and are willing to say, yeah, I'm going to try and read this, I'm going to pick up a book now and read this. Yeah. And that's what it's about, and that's what we felt when we decided to go for this award and apply for the award. We felt that if it means that there's one boy, two boys, three, that will pick up a book because of it, well then it's been worth it. It's been worth all the work and the effort that's gone into it.
Yeah. By all accounts so far, finally, Martina, you seem to be on course for it.
Yeah, so far so good. Now, it's hard to know. We won't know until the end of May whether or not we've been completely successful in the award itself. But whether we get that award or not, Oisin, I kind of feel that we have achieved so much so far by improving the attitude in the school towards reading, by creating a sense of you can enjoy reading, reading for pleasure, and that if you do read, if you are a reader, it won't help you just in a subject like English. It will help, and research shows that it will filter through all other subjects that are on our curriculum here as well in the school. So that's the benefit for the boys, not just in their English, but across all subjects on their curriculum.
Martina, thanks for talking to us. We wish you all the best with the Well Read Award.
Thank you very much, Oisin.